This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On today, shall we? You ready for that? It's Monday again, the 4th of February, first full week of the month of February en français. This is the DJV program. I was going to say this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but it is better than that because I have in, not necessarily in alphabetical order, although I guess it is, right? H-K-J-K-J-K, yeah. Horn is first before Keelan. Shillen, yeah, we got an alphabetical order. I didn't realize that. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan and Kara Shillen, Doug Steffen. Yeah, it all is alphabetically. It works out perfectly.
You should be at the end. If you're Steffen, you should be at the end.
I am. That's why I put myself at the end. There I am.
All right.
At the end.
Are you ready for
Jen.
The trending story? Because it
yes.
is the Super Bowl. And sadly,
really?
What's trending about the Super Bowl is that it was kind of super boring. that at least seemed to be the opinion of Twitter.
I heard the Patriots won.
The Patriots did win.
Sorry,
Tom
spoiler.
Brady. Well, yeah, no, no there should be no spoiler alerts because this is actually one of the last things, maybe the last thing that people actually watch live. And even award shows, people are tape delaying now. So I think it's okay that we can do a spoiler alert. The New England Patriots defeated the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. They became the champions of Super Bowl 53. And Tom Brady, the big story, got his sixth championship ring of his career. And, of course, congratulations to Boston. They're just killing it. Second major league championship in less than 6 months. They beat the Dodgers. That one stung more than this one for me. It was kind of an interesting Super Bowl. I thought it started really well. Gladys Knight performed, and I think she was maybe the best part of the whole
yes.
day.
Agreed.
Although I thought she looked a little like the Bride of Frankenstein because she had her hair up in like this weird do, and then she had like this sparkly thing where like the white stripe should be.
So it was a bit of a tiara look or something,
it was,
right?
It was strange. But the commercials, I think, even seemed to be a little
boring.
Bit lackluster for people. There were a few I liked the Harrison Ford Amazon Alexa commercial, which I thought was pretty good. The NFL 100 I thought was pretty good. The Sarah Jessica Parker Carrie Bradshaw and the Dude commercial. But other than that,
what about
I have
that
to
Bud
say,
Light commercial with the beer, the corn syrup being? I thought that was really clever.
I thought actually that was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
And actually,
so
corn,
many beer commercials. Oh.
And people from the corn industry were going crazy at Budweiser
yes.
for doing that. A lot of farmers were upset with that commercial. The halftime show was Maroon 5.
Corn syrup is bad for you.
Well, I know, but the corn, literally, that was, right. corn farmers were ticked.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what was trending last night on Facebook, yeah, and Twitter.
That's going to probably be a lawsuit. That's going to be a defamation thing, because that
Why?
Was the first
it's
thought
true.
I had, too, Jen. I agree with you, and I don't buy anything with corn syrup in it, but to have it...
Bad for you.
To have so many commercials about it, it just... I don't know. And
people
it's been basically
say,
Bud Light pointed fingers at every other beer maker except themselves.
Yeah. And people can say milk is bad for you, but that it puts out
no,
a dairy industry.
No, I'll sue if they say that.
People will say that marijuana is bad for you.
No,
that might kill
I'll sue
your future.
If they say that.
It just right. doesn't mean we need to, like, you know, kill a whole segment. But anyway,
right.
The halftime show Maroon 5 and Big Boy and Travis Scott, I thought was okay. There was a rumor going around that the reason they couldn't get a Super Bowl performer was because there were many performers, singers, and acts who were trying to protest the NFL because of the suspension of Colin Kaepernick, and that there was a big political issue to this. So the thought at the beginning of the game, in fact, Us Weekly even reported it, Deadline.com reported that Adam Levine was going to do something towards kneeling for the national anthem. Thankfully, he didn't. He played it safe, so I'll give him credit for that. Travis Scott, it looked like he actually just rushed the stage and stood there for a minute before he fell into the crowd.
And what was the weird, like, flotation device around his waist?
I don't know.
What was that?
It was a really that was the most strange part of it. I thought Maroon 5, they have a ton of hits. They did fine. Big Boy was okay. It was just kind of weird that he came out in a car. It's just weird. I don't know.
It was so
strange.
Bizarre.
Yeah. But other than that, congratulations to the Patriots. A big day. I was happy to see Tom Brady. He was very happy. And this could be Gronkowski's last game. So
Gronk had a clutch.
And he helped win the game.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, Tom Brady didn't even look like he broke a sweat. And this game was so slow and so lame. There were, like, four passes in the whole game.
Would it have been different? Would New Orleans have had a chance to beat the Patriots?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, see, I actually think...
So there's a suit right there.
Here's where we're going to disagree. Because I actually think the game was slow and boring, yes. But it was, if you're a fan of defensive football, that's where the Rams were really doing well. The Rams slowed Brady way down. The Rams were not letting him complete passes. I thought the Rams' defense was on point. It was their offense that couldn't get it together against the Patriots' defense, which kind of made them look minor league. So for people who like a defensive game, this was actually really good because they just wouldn't... Get the
offensive game in a Super Bowl.
Not many
though.
People.
I saw at the end, I did flash in and out of it. Kraft was interviewed and he talked about the defense, that sort of thing, as he was smiling. But he's a gentleman. He's known around the world.
He kissed Tom Brady on the lips.
Yeah, did
after
he?
After the game,
I think Brady's safe. Some stupid reporter said, "Well, do you think Brady will be a free agent?" And Kraft looked at him, and he was gentlemanly about it. Why would you let the person who helped you win Super Bowls go?
That right.
Was basically the bottom line.
Tom Brady gets to set his own course.
Yeah,
he gets to do whatever he wants.
Get paid whatever he wants, that sort of thing. So there's a parade scheduled for tomorrow at 11 o'clock going through downtown Boston for the Patriots. Tomorrow you might as well not go to work in Boston if you really want to accomplish something.
There was a meme going around, and I don't know if you guys have seen it on social media, but there's a picture of President Trump sitting at his desk holding up, like, a proclamation, and then people sometimes customize that proclamation. Have you seen those? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I know what you mean, but I haven't seen this one.
So yesterday's proclamation was, the Patriots will win the Super Bowl, and the Rams will pay for the parade.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay, that is funny. Yes, very good. All right, so that's the Super Bowl situation. I thought some of the pictures, there's a very cute picture of Brady kissing his son before the game. It's sort of, there were some good moments if it isn't, you know, all about, if you're really not about all about the football. There were some interesting side moments. Brady is... there are very few people who will tell you anything bad about Brady. And so it goes on and on and on.
After Bridget Monahan,
Bridget Monahan won't tell you anything good about him. I wonder what kind, does he have any relationship? Does he have a relationship with their child? And for those who don't know, Bridget Monahan, who is one of the stars of Blue Bloods, actress, dated for quite a long time Brady before he met Skinny Minnie there, and so he had a child with her. So I don't know, what's the story with the child? Is the child okay, normal?
They're very much involved in their lives, like to the point where Giselle said that she, a long time ago, she said, oh, I couldn't love him more if he was my own son, and Bridget Monahan, or whatever her name, I think it's Moynihan, she didn't like that, and so she said, oh, well, he's got a mother, thank you very much. So it was kind of contentious back in the day, but I think everything seems fine now.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, so that's that story. Have we covered the Super Bowl sufficiently? We didn't like the spots. It was a boring game. Maroon 5 was Gladys Knight had a bad hairdo. What else? What happened?
She sounded good, though. She did sound really good.
Best part
she always
of the
sounds
game.
Good.
Chloe Halle kind of ruined America the Beautiful for me.
Yeah,
the whole melody was just off.
I didn't know who played that. Who was saying that?
Chloe and Halle, the two young girls.
Oh, I told you they were no good.
When they sing their own stuff, I like them, but they overdid the American
Beautiful.
That's
what they did with the Aretha Franklin stuff.
Yeah.
Way overdid.
The melody was gone from the song, which is a beautiful
melody.
Mm-hmm. It is. And why SpongeBob during the half halftime.
I didn't understand that at all. Can someone explain that?
I can't. I don't know the why it's related to the Super Bowl, but fans who were people who love SpongeBob, for some reason, they like signed this petition to try and get Maroon 5 to sing SpongeBob during the halftime show. They didn't actually sing the song from SpongeBob, but they had this whole like animated thing with SpongeBob.
Well, that's why I thought Travis Scott rushed the stage. I'm like, oh, maybe they put on SpongeBob because he's naked or something.
It was planned. It was kind of like a meme beforehand where people wanted them to sing SpongeBob. It was very weird.
How was the show afterward that James Corden did? We went through the
whole... I was in bed. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as the game ended, I went to bed. I was so tired. It was 10:15 or something.
Was it? Yeah. I watched an old movie, an old Robert De Niro, Sam Jackson movie. Daisy and I on the couch. There it was at the end of the day. Check that puppy out. Meanwhile, President Trump, who was interviewed, as you can imagine, questions about football, was asked whether he would let his son Barron play, and he said he'd have a hard time letting. Good for him. This is something. He said it was a dangerous sport and that he wouldn't like to have his son playing, even given the risk of head injuries, that sort of thing, even if things were better. If he wanted to... Would I steer him away from it? Yes, but would, you know, if he wanted to, yes, but would I steer him away? It wouldn't. Trump told Margaret Brennan, interview before the Super Bowl, I just don't like the reports that I see coming out having to do with football. It's a dangerous sport. I think it's really tough. I thought the equipment would get better, and it has. The helmets have gotten far better, but it hasn't solved the problem. I've heard NFL players saying they wouldn't let their sons play football, so... It's not totally unique for me to say it. I would have a hard time with it. Barron is 12. He plays soccer, which is just as dangerous. So, anyway. But there is a growing recognition that football's collisions can lead to concussions and other head injuries. And I say proudly that I started that. I don't get credit for it. I don't look for credit for it, other than those people among us in this group. But it's something that I felt very strongly about in 2012 and made a lot of racket about it. And so there has been, and I give credit also to the company that partnered in terms of the information, Seriscan in Denver. I'll go back for my yearly overview myself. I still have, ladies, my head is still okay. Every year I have it examined, and it's okay. For those who don't know the story, that's how this all got started. I was at Seriscan, this company that is run by a friend of mine, to do a radio program about it. And that's when I started digging around because I had my brain examined. And I looked at the results and I compared them. At the time, the database had 3,460 NFL players in it. And when it was explained to me what all these dark spots and the colors and stuff meant in the brain chart, I was like, look. And then they started telling me the story. But nobody had gone public with it before, so I was dumb enough to stick my, my reputation, if that's what it was. But anyway, it's a dangerous sport. And I say to parents that they're irresponsible if they let their children play football. If you get to the point where you're going to be in the professional leagues, you sign a contract, you know what you're getting into. So I don't have fault with the NFL or other players, whoever's playing, but... Before that, not a good idea. All right, let's get into ways to shed that weight. No diet pills, but there is, in the pill department, there's something that has been created by a company called Calitrin some 30 years ago. Active ingredient, collagen. Collagen is the body's most important protein. Collagen is not produced by your body when you get beyond 30. So a lot of these football players are not... playing, they probably supplement with it because they need that lean muscle, and that's what collagen does. It helps you create lean muscle. Exercise pushes out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. Pretty simple, straightforward, and fabulous. You get the most out of it by taking it consistently and understanding how the process works. So, if you would like to lose weight, the safe, effective, natural way, this is the number one way in the country to do it, use Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. And if you use the code DJV, you'll save 10% on what you buy, plus you get a free bottle when you bought three. Collagen, the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Music time on the DJD show. Jennifer's faves, the Backstreet Boys. Or are you the New Kids on the Block? I forget what's your favorite.
Officially in sync, but Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block are all right at the top for me.
They're all from the same era, same sort of stuff, right? Pretty much all sound
New
the same.
Kids was a little before both of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
All right, so we have, for your listening and dancing pleasure, some Backstreet Boys music to accompany the story. After a 20-year wait, the boys are back on top of the charts. Backstreet Boys last led the chart in December of 2000 when Black and Blue spent its second and final week as number one. That's the longest gap between number one albums for an act since last year when McCartney returned to the top after 36 years with the Beatles. His Egypt Station album debuted at number one in September of 2018. 36 years after Tug of War last led the list. That was June of 1982, so it goes back even further. Well, not as far back as the Beatles, but you understand the connection. DNA is the name of this album, right? Preceded by the single Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which reached number 18 on the singles in August. Don't Go Breaking My Heart was an old Kiki D song, but it didn't sound the same, right? Is this what we are listening to, Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
Yep. No.
Yeah, same name, but different song.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to compare it to Kiki D's version?
No, I think we're okay.
It's really interesting. I saw an interview with one of them. I can't remember which one it was. But they said they're leaving behind the Las Vegas residency that they've been doing for a while, which is fantastic, by the way. Because they want to focus on the fact that they've got new music. They like doing all the old stuff, but they want to also present who they are now, which could be a huge epic failure because they have so much nostalgia behind them. But we'll see.
But this is I actually like
it's
Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Yeah. It sticks with you for the
it
day.
It grows on you.
Yeah.
The new single, Chances, was holding at its peak 19 on the new adult pop survey. It was this last Friday, I think. All right, so the Backstreet Boys, a new album after 20 years or so. Now, if you're in that same league, you'll be interested to know what's new with the New Kids on the Block. Joey McIntyre is joining Waitress on Broadway. So who are the people besides Donnie, Joey McIntyre, who are the other members of the kids? Anybody remember?
Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan Knight was probably the next biggest one. In fact, it was Jonathan and Donnie who really got the most attention, I think, when they were around first. Yeah. And then Joey, of course. And I think Joey's developed into kind of this big singing talent for them. And then Jordan is Jonathan's brother. And who am I forgetting? There's one more.
My street cred
is going out the window.
Speaking of street cred, looking at Donnie Wahlberg on Blue Bloods and then thinking of him as a member, it just doesn't compute with me.
He's such a nasty boy. He's so good.
Is he really?
The first time I went to see New Kids on the Block, it was before he was married to Jenny McCarthy, and he was single, obviously, and was making out with members of the audience. He was,
really?
Were you jealous?
Let me just say, a lot of happy 40-year-olds in that crowd.
Right. Joey McIntyre takes on the role of Dr. Pomada. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know the show at all. Waitress?
Pomada? With Carrie Russell and Nathan Fillion.
Cute.
Yeah. And then Sarah Bareilles wrote all the music for it and turned it into a musical.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Joey McIntyre has some theater resume credibility here. He was in Wicked on Broadway. Off-Broadway's Tick, Tick, Boom. And regional productions of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, to Old Story and Cabaret. So, okay. He's got it. And
women love him, too. He was the cute one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Lots of 40-year-olds going to be rushing the stage in Broadway now.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of an interesting visualization, Victoria. Thank you for bringing that up for us. All right, so New Kids on the Block making movie... Oops. Well, I guess Broadway news and music news here on the DJB Show at 28 past the hour.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering. And that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Matt. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a Super Sunday interview, President Trump has some super critical remarks about the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, for her continued refusal to grant him border wall funding.
She's costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars because what's happening is when you have a porous border and when you have drugs pouring in and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
That from a special edition of CBS's Face the Nation. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Patriots on top in the end, 13-3 over the L.A. Rams. Pat's QB Tom Brady says,
yeah, we grinded it out. It was tough. They made every play tough tonight. I give them a lot of credit.
A victory parade in Boston set for tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Detail as to what today is all about. That's what the Monday DJV program is all about. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Lots of the Bostonians basking in the win for the Patriots. But there are other things going on to which Victoria will attest at this moment.
That's right. There are other things happening, or did happen this weekend, and we had Groundhog Day, which no one got overshadowed by the Super Bowl.
Literally overshadowed by the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I didn't even mean that one, but yes, you are correct. Right. So, both Punxsutawney Phil and Staten Island Chuck had to have made their predictions on Saturday morning. They both agree, which is not normal. They don't usually agree, but they agreed this year that we will have an early spring. And so in New York, crowds began to gather at the Staten Island Zoo where Chuck lives, and it was a very cold cold morning. Yesterday got really nice and mild, but Saturday morning was still pretty cold. And so Staten Island Chuck did not have much of an incentive to see his shadow this year. After a short ceremony, the moment of truth came. Chuck delighted his fans with an early spring prediction. And then, of course, at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, that's the most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil. Thousands of people go to this every year. And that, and this year was no different. It was, yet again, a very chilly morning, but Phil emerged from his burrow at 7:30 in the morning, did not see his shadow, and once again predicted an early spring for all of us. Now, as the legend goes, if Phil sees his shadow, he considers it an omen of six more weeks of bad weather, then he heads back into his little cave. If it's cloudy and he doesn't see a shadow, then you are supposedly being able, you're able to put away your winter coat for a bit. And so, now, Phil's predictions are actually not great. He's only accurate 42% of the time. Now, they've been doing this weather prediction for 130 years. And so Staten Island Chuck, actually, if you're in the tri-state New York, New Jersey area, we kind of tend to go by what Chuck says because he's correct 68% of the time. So the fact that they both agreed this year that spring will come early, we're all fingers crossed here, and hopefully that will come true.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of these characters around. I saw something as a support to this on Saturday. One of the news stations had a list of all of the various characters, the various, there are six of them, I guess, in the Northeast. Punxsutawney Phil was the first one. And then there's a bunch of other, Staten Island Chuck, you made reference to.
Is there one in Boston?
There's one in Boston.
I don't know his name, though.
I don't remember his name either. There's six of them, and five of them said, we're going to have an early spring, which will be wonderful for a lot of people who have some. Yesterday I was working outside on the farm, and Donald and I, he's my pal and been working with me for 20-some-odd years, said how we were both more openly dressed, because about 40-something, so we were working, we weren't cold for the first time. Donald's been freezing. Some of the outfits these guys would wear, you know, the full, the total. Have you ever seen the garb that mechanics sometimes work, that work outside on heavy equipment? They have these uniform, these single suit, these pieces, thick, heavy stuff, hard to move around in, but they keep you warm. That really underscored how cold it was. But it was very nice. Supposed to be 50-something today, 60-something tomorrow here in the Northeast. And so that's he's done his duty. I think I tell every year the story of having actually gone there to broadcast. We have an affiliate in that community. And so I went down there one year.
Where? Punxsutawney?
In Punxsutawney. Well,
oh,
no,
cool.
The other. No, but it's the next. It's not Punxsutawney. It's a. Phooey. I can't remember the name of the town now. I think it begins with a B. I'm embarrassed to not remember the name of it. It's because everybody does call it Punxsutawney. Hmm. But anyway.
Gobbler's Notch is where the thing, where the.
Yeah, it's not, no. It's a, like, it's.
But when are we going to stop this? Ripping an animal out of a tree,
out of the ground,
to have it look,
right,
at its.
And they're all drunk. All those people are all, the guys at the top hats, they're all like.
Oh, I would be drunk. Trust me, if my
sheets.
Beat were to go pull the groundhog out of the tree, I'd
the
be
ground.
Drunk too. I can understand this. And isn't Staten Island, not to glorify Staten Island Chuck and give him a pass either, he was killed by Mayor de Blasio a few years ago. So who is, what version of this is Staten Island Chuck?
He dropped
Chuck,
him,
it,
right?
Like, is it Staten Island Mary now or something? That's how they figured it out?
Yeah, I don't know. Poor, the old Chuck, RIP. I don't know what happened there. I never saw that footage, but I heard about it.
That's a big drop, because de Blasio's not a short guy.
Yeah.
But Blasio was on with Bill Maher. And I thought they were going to make love to each other. Good God. They were, it was ridiculous. And both of them are as ridiculous as the other. And the, you know, Blasio is so full of himself. Good God.
He's another one who might run for the president.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they were talking about.
He doesn't have a chance.
That's what, yeah, but they were, he was there, and Maher was building him up. You're going to run for president, eh? And then they were talking about the 87 other people who were going to run for the presidency. And it was a, I watched it long enough. He nauseates me, but I watch him just to get annoyed sometimes. I want to know who's on with him. I want to know what he has to say, but he is annoying. Oh, my God, is he? What an egomaniac. All right. The celebration today is of World Cancer Day. Sooner or later, we all have some connection to cancer. We all have had it. We do. It's just the way it is. That's why World Cancer Day an important day to raise awareness about prevention, detection, and treatment. It was started by the Union for International Cancer Control back in 2008. World Cancer Day activities seek to reduce illness and death caused by cancer. I would say, I don't know whether it's so hard to look at this and take it credibly, because the cancer industry is a $6 billion a year industry, and nobody that's involved in it wants to really stop it. There are people who do.
That's what makes me so upset. You're so right. The other day, over the weekend, there was some headline I saw, and I forget what country it is, but they say that they've got the cure for cancer or something. And it's just, and even if someone does, it's never going to go further than that, because the treatments are so profitable, and it's just, it's so horrific for the actual humans going through it. And yet, it's just all about a bottom line for an entire industry, and it's so sad.
It's pretty disgusting. Actually, get right down to it. Yeah, there are a lot of things that you can do. A very, very close friend of mine died last year of a lymphatic cancer that is just scurrilous. It really eats you alive. And you see some of this other stuff that's around. I had a friend go to jail. This guy was from Rochester, New York. And he had friends in Canada, and a couple of relatives, in fact. Half of the family lived on this side of the Canadian border, the other half lived on the other side of the Canadian border. So one of his relatives developed cancer. And this fellow sought treatment in Canada at a regular Canadian hospital, and they treated him with the sulfur drugs that are legal and available in Canada, and this guy got cured. So his brother, my friend, started a crusade to inform people about the benefits of these sulfur drugs. And you couldn't get them in America, but he would teach people how to. And I interviewed him on the radio. That's how I got to know him. And then he would suggest you go to Canada and go see this guy. Once in a while, he'd send people down to Brzezinski, the doctor in Houston that treats tumors and has a 96% success rate with that. The government's tried to shut him down for 35 years, and they haven't been successful yet. But he's getting old. I think he's probably taught some other people how to treat the thing. But at any rate, the bottom line is that the way cancer is treated in this country is a joke. It's an outrage. It's something we should have. There should be a revolution just based on how people get treated. There are all kinds of things that are developed in Mexico. Well, they didn't get developed there, but you could get treatment. Laetrile was one of the things early on when Steve McQueen had cancer. He went, but he was too late to get the treatment that he needed. There are a lot of people in Europe who go to various places. You can go to the Bahamas, you can go to Bermuda to get treatment, but you can't get it in America because, this is what Victoria just said, it's not even a disgrace, it's just sick. Literally and figuratively, it's sick. So anyway, that's the story. I have a very good friend who passed away yesterday. Who was for a long, long time he had a big Catholic family. He's a fabulous guy. I've known him. He was responsible for me getting a lot of the attention focused. He was a school committee person, and then he was a selectman of Framingham for 30 years. And he just helped put a lot of things together in town. He had cancer at the end a little bit, but he's going blind. But he came. Most of the people in his family died of heart disease. His heart was stronger, so something else got him. Anyway, it's something. It's a lot of food for thought. Speaking of that, the announcement, a little sports news here for those of you who are Lindsey Vonn fans. Her days on the ski slopes apparently are finito. She announced she's going to retire after competing in the upcoming World Championships that will take place in Sweden. She said in the past couple of weeks, been emotionally challenging. I'm struggling with the reality of what my body is telling me versus what my mind and heart believe I'm capable of doing. After some sleepless nights, I finally accepted that I can't continue to ski racing, be a ski racer. I'll compete at the World Championships and downhill and Super G next week in Sweden, and they'd be my final races. So how old is she? Very attractive.
Isn't she 34 or something?
I think so, yeah.
She said her body is broken beyond repair, isn't letting me have the final season I dreamed of. My body is screaming for me to stop, and it's time for me to listen. So that's news for a lot of people.
That's tough because she's been really hanging in there longer than she should have been.
Yeah, right, and then we'll suffer the consequences. Yeah. All right, so Jennifer, Beverly Hills 90210 revival. In the TV report, Tori Spelling made the announcement. So who are the original cast members who will come back? And who are the ones that won't?
I don't know who will come back, but the original cast members are Jenny Garth, Shannon Doherty, Tori Spelling, Luke Perry, Ian Ziering, Jason Priestley. I think they're all not really doing too much acting stuff. I know Jason Priestley directs quite a bit. So yeah. Maybe they all
they
come
got
back.
You. They got together
everyone's
last.
Everyone's back except Luke Perry's on Riverdale, which is a big hit show for him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so, I think he's going to be doing whatever scenes he can. And I think Shannon Doherty, based on whatever her cancer status is,
she's been sick.
Yeah. Is she, like, in remission right now? Is she better?
I think so.
Yeah.
Apparently the cast has all remained friends over the years. And that's the kind
and
of thing
really
that happens.
Really tight-knit, actually.
Like
pretty close-knit cast.
Yeah, right. They got together in December in L.A. for a party, and I think that's probably what started this all. You know, you have so many revivals. I remember, I never really watched the show, but I remember so much talk. There was so much talk on the air about Beverly Hills 90210. It was just really it was something that you know that people wanted to watch or needed to watch. It was the thing to watch for a while. Mm-hmm. So if it comes back together, that'd be cool. All right, Jen, what else in television news? What do we have tonight?
Probably the big stories tonight. Matt LeBlanc is back with Man with a Plan. That's been off since last year, I think, when they signed off for their season finale in May. That's coming back to CBS as sort of a mid-season replacement at 8:30. The Bachelor heads to Thailand for a very dramatic week as Elise tries to surprise Colton very late at night. And the cocktail party, apparently lots of fireworks. So check out The Bachelor, 8 o'clock on ABC. On PBS tonight, Independent Lens, Black Memorabilia. This is a documentary that explores the world of racist material. Big stories about that over the weekend, both antique and newly produced, that propagate demeaning representations of African Americans and promotes white supremacy. You can check that out. PBS again. Black History Month is in February. That starts tonight at 10 p.m. There's also wrestling tonight. WWE has Monday Night Raw. On the networks, you'll find on CBS, in addition to Man with a Plan, you'll see a new episode of Big Brother Celebrity Edition and a brand new episode of Bull. In addition to The Bachelor on ABC, you've got The Good Doctor coming up at 10 o'clock. And on NBC, America's Got Talent Manifest are both new tonight. Fox has a brand new episode of The Passage and of The Residence. That's your TV report.
Here's an email from somebody who said, your advice, people should do what you say, Doug. When it comes to my neck pain and stiffness, I have found it diminished greatly by having a MyPillow. I and my husband have a Fitbit, and our sleep quality has increased because you measure, right? They monitor the Fitbit. Doesn't that monitor your sleep, the quality of your sleep? Richie's mm-hmm. always talking about that. So they have a great customer service desk. There is just nothing that I can say other than everybody ought to have a MyPillow. So that's enough right there, right? MyPillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50% or more on anything from pillows to sheets to mattresses. It's MyPillow.com. Get a great night's rest. You deserve it. MyPillow.com. Promo DJV. Get you the best prices.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you haven't been convinced yet that we know what's going on, stick around. It's Tech Talk time, and Victoria Keelan certainly knows what's going on. Let's get started on this study of screen time. Something, again, I don't want to pat myself on the back here, but, man, I've been talking about this for years, and here's proof positive that what I've been saying makes nothing but sense. Keep your kids away from the screen, right?
Yes, especially if they're toddlers. So this is a new Canadian study. It's a large scale. It tracked 2,500 two-year-olds in the U.S. and in Canada. And so mothers were surveyed between the years of 2011 and 2016 about the screen use that their kids had. And they filled out questionnaires about how the child developed and how they did in school as they got to ages 2, 3, and 5. Screen time included watching TV, films, or videos, video games, using a computer, a tablet, a phone, or any other screen-based device. At the age of 2, now sit down because this is crazy. At the age of 2, the children were clocking up to 17 hours of screen time a week.
Talk about, you're putting your child, you're going to ruin your child's life. What is the matter with those people that let their kids, your brain
they're,
is not...
They're the new babysitters. That's what parents think. It was TV maybe when I was a kid. My parents didn't really let us watch that much TV.
No.
But some kids, when I was a kid, you know, TV was everything. But this is just now like, just put an iPad in front of the kid at a restaurant. Put an iPad in front of the kid in the crib. It's crazy. Now, they say the reason that this is so dangerous is because if kids are watching screens at this young developmental age, under the age of 2, they're actually losing opportunities to practice and master other skills like social interaction, running, climbing, learning physical skills, things that, you know, if kids are playing with toys, physical toys, then they have to hone in on their motor skills. Yeah. And all these things are now, they're becoming almost obsolete because a kid is just becoming a baby blob looking at a screen.
Right. That's what it is. They have no muscle tone. They're not strong. They have no curiosity. It's sick. We're developing zombies.
Right. And then the problem, they say, is that some of the two-year-olds were getting more than 4 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Screen time.
But the connection, the synapse, the stuff, the neurons and the stuff in your brain that has to connect so you learn how to think and do normal things. You can't deal with the screen changes. Your mind can't deal with it.
And, well, you're also missing out on forming human bonds.
Yeah.
That's another big thing that people don't think about. Just because you're in the room with your child doesn't mean that they're actually becoming bonded to you. And that's really important. So the American Association of Pediatrics, they say for children younger than 18 months, you should avoid all screen media other than FaceTime or Skype or video chat, which usually doesn't last that long.
Under 3 years of age.
You want to say hi to grandma and grandpa. Well, they say under 18 months. These are the guidelines.
I say 3.
Okay, well.
No. Dr. Doug practices with a license, but that's what.
Well, Miles has been screen chatting with you for a while, so that's the only
that's
thing that they're
did.
Saying is.
Although
okay.
Now he's looking a little, he's four, he's looking at little cartoon things that his mother lets him look at sometimes in the middle of the day or something.
Yeah.
But there's not. It's
well, they say that for kids 2 to 5, they should have no more than 1 hour a day, and it should be high-quality programming, and that parents should be watching with their children so that there's still that bonding experience. They also say that screen time for children, well, the Canadian Pediatric Society says screen time under 2 is not recommended. In America, they say 18 months. It depends on, you know, on your parenting style, I guess, but the results are all pretty similar. This is harming children, and it's slowing down their developmental skills and physical skills. So,
all right.
There's the information.
The Attorney General in New York declaring if you sell fake social media, you're going to have a problem because it's illegal. So what are they going to do?
Well, what happens is that they're cracking down on these companies that are selling fake followers. So if you are a social media influencer or want to be and you're buying followers, you're going to lose all of them anyway. So basically save your money is essentially what's happening. New York's the first state to go after these types of companies, and there will be every state, I predict, will get on board with this. And then the Federal Trade Commission, they've already tried to crack down on influencers selling things without disclosing that it's an ad or that they've been paid to be a sponsor or a spokesperson. So that will also probably change. And then, you know, these bots were actually impersonating real humans. They were taking actual pictures and real users' data without their knowledge or consent. So just be very, very careful and don't buy followers.
Well, there you go. That's has been a business unto itself, I think, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There is the word. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria and Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Tech Talk at 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.